Welcome to the Smart Track for Success series from Eleanor Shakiba. Only listen to this trance induction audio session when you can safely relax completely. Don't listen to it when you're driving or operating machinery.
While you listen, you'll relax fully and completely into a deep, comfortable state of relaxation. You'll still have awarenesses and hear everything I say, even when you find yourself slipping into a state of complete relaxation. You only need to relax as deeply as is right for you right now. If you need to wake up during this audio program, you'll be able to do so fully and completely. But for now, take a moment to make yourself comfortable and begin preparing to relax and follow my instructions, only as much as you need to be fully open to learning. Don't listen to it when you're driving or operating machinery. This relaxing process is designed to help you learn new skills easily and naturally. While you listen, you'll relax fully and completely into a deep, comfortable state of relaxation. You'll still have awarenesses and hear everything I say, even when you find yourself slipping into a state of complete relaxation. You only need to relax as deeply as is right for you right now. If you need to wake up during this audio program, you'll be able to do so fully and completely. But for now, take a moment to make yourself comfortable and begin preparing to relax and follow my instructions, only as much as you need to be fully open to learning. This relaxing process is designed to help you learn new skills easily and naturally. While you listen, you'll relax fully and completely into a deep, comfortable state of relaxation. You'll still have awarenesses and hear everything I say, even when you find yourself slipping into a state of complete relaxation. You only need to relax as deeply as is right for you right now. If you need to wake up during this audio program, you'll be able to do so fully and completely. But for now, take a moment to make yourself comfortable and begin preparing to relax and follow my instructions, only as much as you need to be fully open to learning. Sit or lie down in a place where you won't be disturbed. Loosen any tight clothing and position your arms and legs comfortably. Make sure your phone is turned off, and then notice the way you can find a position to be really comfortable. And now, feel the way your body is supported. And close your eyes whenever you're ready. Now begin to focus on your breathing. Noticing the sensation of breathing in and out in your own time. And while you're breathing, you might be noticing which breath takes the longest, the in-breath or the out-breath. Feeling the pattern of your breathing in and out. Breathing in and relaxing. Breathing out and relaxing. So as you're noticing the feeling of your breathing, you might be aware of which part of you is relaxing the most deeply now. Notice how deeply you're choosing to relax. Are you relaxing a little? Or are you relaxing more and more deeply each time you breathe in, feeling the rise and fall of your chest, the temperature of the air going in and out at a comfortable pace. Take a really deep breath now and feel the sensation of the air entering your body, releasing that breath and allowing yourself to relax just a little more now. You're relaxing. And now, when you're ready, you can shift your attention to the sound of my voice or the sounds in the room. Each sound you're hearing takes you deeper and deeper into a safe, comfortable state until you don't need to focus on the sounds because you're gently exploring inside. And my voice goes with you as you begin to wander in and out of conscious awareness. Feel the temperature of the air on your skin. Notice which hand is the warmest, the left hand or the right hand. Aware of the beating of your heart and the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Allowing yourself to let go fully and completely now. And beginning to count backwards from 100. 100. 99. 98. 97. 96. Counting at a rate and pace that feels fully relaxing for you. You might lose your place as you count, and that's okay. When you're counting, that's fine. And when you're not counting, that's fine too. And it doesn't really matter whether you're focusing inside or outside as you begin to slip into a comfortable trance. You can know that your unconscious will hear all that you need to hear. And your unconscious will respond in the best way for you right now. Sometimes you can notice, and other times you're just relaxing easily and naturally. Noticing how the more you relax, the easier it is to relax. Feeling which part of your body is the most comfortable. Feeling the little muscles around your eyes relaxing, the muscles in your shoulders relaxing, your arms relaxing, your fingers relaxing, relaxing a little more deeply each time you breathe. You can notice all the comfortable sensations in your body and noticing those sensations. Maybe you're hearing my voice from a distance now because you're noticing how comfortable and calm you are, deep, deep inside. Every breath you take is more and more relaxing. You're going deep inside, so you don't need to hear my voice for a moment, because your mind has become very sensitive to my suggestions and you just drift away to a comfortable place. Your mind wanders and that's okay. And you're listening to this file because you want to learn to say no confidently. And you're beginning to realize that saying no can be easy. You just need to change a few patterns and beliefs. And you're realizing now that you have your own reasons for saying yes when you really should say no. I'm curious to know what those reasons are, because you know what they are. And as you're recognizing your reasons for saying yes when you should say no, you're also beginning to realize that the creative part of your mind can help you get those outcomes and benefits of saying yes, but be being able to say no instead. Take a moment now to imagine what it will be like when you can say no in those situations where in the past you used to say yes. Noticing how you feel, confident and self-assured, when you say no in a reasonable way and other people accept you being able to say no because you're so confident. And you can say no when you need to because you're realizing that saying no is just as easy as saying yes when you have the right tools and resources. And you can learn from all your experiences of being in situations when you said yes but you should have said no. You can think back to one of those experiences now, going back in your memory to a time and place where you said yes even though you wanted to say no. And just stepping back into that memory, remembering who you were speaking to, noticing what they're requesting, and how there's a physical sensation in your body when you know you should say no and you say yes. And realizing where you feel that sensation and beginning to know that this sensation can be your sign that it's time to say no. Feeling where you feel the no in your body and giving yourself permission to really notice this signal. And just thanking that signal for being there and making a promise in your unconscious mind that you'll begin to act upon this signal more and more confidently from now on. And when you notice your no signal, you're realizing it's time to check your priorities, paying attention to what's most important, the request that's being made, or something else that's at the top of your priorities, and you're making a clear and confident decision that you'll live with your priorities, and therefore you're able to say no because you're saying yes to something that's more important. So saying no allows you to say yes to something that's a higher priority. As you realize this, of course you become more confident about the need to say no. And you find that that confidence comes out in your voice and your posture as you prepare yourself to say thanks for asking in a polite, confident way. And now you find yourself selecting the right phrase for saying no in this situation. Maybe you're saying, I don't want to take on what I can't fully commit to. Or maybe you're saying, now's not a good time. Or maybe you're saying, my schedule's very tight, so I can't take that on. But whatever you say, it's very clear that you're confidently and clearly communicating the no message. And you feel okay. You feel confident. And you sound confident saying no. Imagine what that's like for you, being able to find the right phrase at the right time. You're just allowing your unconscious mind to choose some sentences that you can say that express your no in a polite and confident way. The more confidently you express your no, the more easy it is for other people to hear it. And you're realizing that you can pay attention to your body's signal that it's time to say no. You can thank the person who's made the request And then you can find the right phrase just popping into your mind to say no clearly and confidently. And now you can imagine yourself in a situation where you'll need to say no in the future. And it's only a situation where the request is small, and so it's very easy for you to find a way to say no confidently. You're noticing your sensation and that signal of no. You're checking your priorities and realizing by saying no, you'll be able to focus on your high priority tasks. So you're thanking the person who's made the request, and the right phrase for saying no is popping into your head, and you're watching as the other person accepts your no easily and naturally, and noticing how you feel confident and assertive and self-assured, because you have the right to say no when you need to. And as you imagine yourself saying no more confidently and more often, and you can imagine how confident you'll feel in the future, and notice all the benefits you gain from saying no to the small, unimportant things, so you're making room to say yes to your real priorities and the things that make a difference. You're realizing saying no to something trivial is saying yes to something important. And you can realize your priorities. You can live by your priorities, and it becomes easier and easier to say yes to what's important by saying no to the things that will stop you from creating success. And there are many benefits that you'll gain, and you can imagine how you'll gain them now. Enjoying picturing a confident you, a you who's reaping the benefits of saying no to the trivial and yes to the important. Your priorities are becoming clearer and clearer, and you're feeling more and more confident about living to your priorities. And as your priorities take first place, it's easy for you to say no confidently and with an assertive posture and an assertive tone. And you really know you can communicate your no in an appropriate way. No is easy, and no is your right. You're getting more and more confident because you're learning all the benefits that will come from saying no. So now you're realizing you have all the information you need to change. You have all the information you need to learn something useful for you. You love and approve of yourself. You're learning about the process of changing, knowing that you can create better results for yourself whenever you need to. You can learn more each day with each experience and with each breath that you're breathing in and out. And you can begin to feel consciously aware of the sensation of breathing in and out, feeling confident that you can apply what you've been learning today. And as your confidence becomes more full and aware, you're noticing the pattern of your breathing. You're feeling the in-breath and the out-breath, noticing how you're gradually beginning to hear my voice more and more clearly. You're becoming more alert and more conscious of the sounds in the room. And you're aware now of the temperature of the air that you're breathing as you breathe in and wake, in and wake. And as you're breathing, feeling which hand is the warmest, the left hand or the right hand. As you're waking more fully and completely, becoming aware of how alert and awake you can be. You're feeling your energy returning now, allowing your unconscious mind to amplify your learning. As you become more and more awake, learning more each day, you're noticing something important as you wake fully and completely now, noticing how important this message is for you. You're waking up now as I count backwards from 10 to 1. 10, waking up confidently. 9, feeling alert and resourceful. 8, waking more now. 7, 6, 5, 4, fully awake now. 3, 2, 1, open your eyes and come back into the room, fully awake and fully alert.
Download more audio programs like this at www.difficultpeoplemadeeasy.com.au.